From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. It now looks like Congress will not meet the midnight deadline about an hour from now to avoid a partial government shutdown. Frustrations grew on the Senate floor as GOP Senator Rand Paul held up voting. He opposes the measure because it increases the federal debt.
But really, who's to blame? Both parties. We have a 700-page bill that no one has read that was printed at midnight. No one will read this bill. Nothing will be reformed. The waste will continue, and government will keep taking your money irresponsibly and adding to a $20 trillion debt.
Voting most likely will occur in the early Friday morning hours. Approval in the Senate seemed assured, but the situation in the House remains more uncertain. Members of both parties there oppose the $400 billion spending measure. Vice President Mike Pence is in Japan Thursday, and he says the U.S. will act with vigilance and resolve in the face of North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile threats. Pence spoke to some of the 54,000 personnel at Yokota Air Base in western Tokyo after touring the facility and being briefed on the capabilities of the base if, quote, diplomacy fails.
As we speak, an estimated 100,000 North Korean citizens labor in modern-day gulags. Those who dare raise their voices in dissent are imprisoned, tortured, and even murdered. Their children and grandchildren routinely punished for their family sins against the state.
This is VOA News. North Korea staged a military parade in Pyongyang on Thursday. One day before the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics in rival South Korea. The parade, normally held in April, but the government said it was moving it to February in an apparent attempt to draw international attention before it turns to Friday's Olympics opening ceremonies in South Korea. The United Nations has granted approval for a high-level North Korean delegation to travel to South Korea for the Olympics, granting an exemption on sanctions against the repressive regime. The exemption directly affects Cho Hui, a senior leader of the North Korean Workers' Party, who has been on the UN sanctions blacklist since June of 2017. South Korea's UN mission told the Security Council committee the 22-member delegation was expected to attend the opening ceremonies Friday and stay until Sunday. The delegation includes North Korea leader Kim Jong-un's younger sister, Kim Jo-young, who is blacklisted by the U.S. Treasury Department. The White House is facing questions following the resignation of a key advisor to President Donald Trump. Rob Porter resigned Wednesday after two of his former wives claimed he physically and emotionally abused them. White House spokesman Raj Shah addressed the concerns.
It's important to remember that Rob Porter has repeatedly denied these allegations and done so publicly. That doesn't change how serious and disturbing these allegations are. They're upsetting. And the background check investigates both the allegations and the denials. The investigation does not stop when allegations come to light. It continues to determine the truth.
The Olympic Games open in Pyeongchang, South Korea Friday, but they will be held without Russian athletes competing under the country's flag. The International Olympic Committee in December banned Russia from the Games over doping in the country that included massive manipulation of doping scandals samples. And stocks were lower in Washington and New York, and now the Chinese stock market and other Asian markets are down sharply. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.